This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. City leaders in Galesburg are encountering pushback to a plan for expanding Lake Story to four times its current size. Tri-State's Public Radio's Debbie Moreno explains the situation.
The idea behind the plan is to bring new economic, recreational, and housing opportunities to the community. The city released the first phase of its feasibility study in mid-December, just before the holiday season. The council planned this week to talk about the next phase, but instead tabled the discussion. That did not stop numerous residents from speaking out. Some told council members the plan was moving forward too quickly, while others were concerned about the study's cost. One of those residents is Christine Crow, who is running for mayor.
Even though a preliminary study has been provided to the public, it would be good practice to partner with the community to answer questions as much as is possible with the results of the preliminary study.
She said the city should collect more input from residents before deciding whether to proceed. Phase two would include additional fieldwork, research, and community outreach. The price tag is $125,000. Resident Mitchell Gibson spoke in favor of spending the money and said the project is exactly what the community needs.
We're talking $125,000. It's a population of approximately 30-something thousand. That's $4 a person. It's really not that much money to bring life back to the lake. I've heard stories from my grandparents, from my moms, about all the good times that they had at Lake Story. This is what the town needs. And if it takes a little money to get to what we need, then so be it.
City Clerk Kelly Benowitz says the Phase 2 study will return to the agenda for the next City Council meeting on January 19th. I'm Debbie Moreno, Tri-State's Public Radio News.